A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Beya Lamed Zayin, Beya 37a, pagination, page 73. Starting from the Mishnah, about, what are we, six lines up in the middle of the line. We're dealing with cases of Tchum. The concept of Tchum is that a person is allowed to travel 2,000 amos out of his location on Shabbos and Yom Tov. His location will be defined either as his location, if he's just out in the wilderness, or it'll be defined as his city. So it's 2,000 amos out of his city. And our Mishnah is going to introduce that concept applies as well to his belongings. And this is the sophistication of tonight's session. We're dealing with his belongings, and he wants to pass off those belongings to somebody else. This somebody else is coming from a different city. There was overlap. The 2,000 amos of the other city overlapped with 2,000 amos from my city, so we met in the between, I don't know, by a park bench, and I wanted to give him, let's say, a water bottle of mine. The problem is that the item that I own, the item was Kone Shevisa, it acquired its location when Shabbos Yom Tov began, and by passing it over to him, I'm actually creating a problem here, because he's going to be restricted as to how far he's allowed to carry this water bottle, and we have to work this out. And once we work it out, we realize that he's not allowed to carry that water bottle all the way back to his city. The Mishnah talks about a very practical case. Habehema ve'akelim, an animal, and vessels, keragle habailim, they have the same rule as the feet, meaning the walking potential of the owner. For example, Amosa Behemta Livnoa Leroe, a person hands over his animal to his son or to the shepherd, Hareu Kuragle Habailim. It's limited to the same travel diameter that the owner of that animal is limited to, because when Shabbos Yom Tov began, the animal acquired its shevisa in his location. And therefore, even though the shepherd is coming from the next town and wants to shepherd your animal together with the animals that he's got from his town, your animal can't go that far. And you need to tell him you can't take it beyond a certain point. Likewise, if you have a bunch of brothers who are owning things, if he owns the item on his own, so then it's like his feet, and it'll follow the rules of his feet. But if it's not designated to any one brother, it would be restricted like a partnership, according to the limitations of all of the partners. So if you have a center house where the father, let's say, used to live until he passed on, and they like to congregate in this center home, but they're all coming from neighboring cities, so then the person who's coming from the north is going to bring some food that the person who's coming from the south wants to take home and share Shalashuddha's time in his house, you're not going to be able to. Likewise, if there are things that they own together in this center home, those items are going to be restricted like all of its partners. And it's going to be pulled in one direction because of the partner who lives to the north, then it'll be pulled in the other direction because of the partner that lives in the south, and it could very well be that the item will not be able to leave the house or the city in which it is currently in, because each person from each direction is pulling it by his restriction of 2,000 amos from the place that he started Shabbos.
is constrained by all of them then?
Yeah.
It has to satisfy the constraints of each one.
Correct. Good. We're going to see that even more clearly in the next case. Hasho klime chaveiro. A person borrows something from his friend, may erev yamtif. If he borrowed an erev yamtif, karagle hashoel, no problem, then it becomes like the borrower's item. Be yamtif, but if he doesn't borrow it until yamtif began, karagle hamashil, then it has the rule of the person who is lending it, because that's how it acquired its shvisa, its resting. Vecheno isha sheshala mechaverta tavlin umayim umelach liisasa. A woman on yamtif borrows items in order to make her dough. It's going to be restricted like both of them because the dough is going to be made with her flour, but her neighbor's water. Now, if that neighbor acquired shvisa in a different place, and it's his her items acquire whatever neighbor or whatever neighbor of the next town, so then the bread that's produced is going to have a partnership restriction. Rabbi Yehuda pota b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to worry about water. Mepnei she'ein bahem mamish, because it's not noticeable. But the original opinion here is actually going to restrict it because the product could not have been produced. And therefore, it is containing all of these ingredients and is restricted by the restrictions of all of those ingredients. That is the first case, which is a mainstream case. We are looking to be far more lenient, and we're going to see different presentations, two ways to move in a more lenient understanding of Techumen when an item changes hands. The first leniency comes right over here. The Gemara says that you seem to be contradicting Masis and Deloka Rabbi Dosa. It's not consistent with Rabbi Dosa, which will be a kasha that needs to be resolved. The Tanya Rabbi Dosa Omer, because we learned that Rabbi Dosa taught us. Next line, Halokeach behema mechavero, a person buys an animal from his friend, me erev yamtif, from before yamtif. Afapi shalom masralu, even though it wasn't handed over, ela b'yamtif, until yamtif began. Hareu kleragle halokeach, you can rely that it acquires its shevisa like the buyer's shevisa, because it was all lined up and ready to go. So even though it didn't change hands yet, but it's considered already the buyer's as far as where he can take it, which is what he wants, obviously, because he's buying it. He wants to be able to take it to his house. Doesn't want to hear, well, because I, the seller, owned it when Yom Tov began, you could only go 2,000 amos from me. He doesn't want to hear that. He wants to hear, I bought it, then I can take it. And we tell him that's true because it was already lined up for you. And a person who hands over his animal to the shepherd, even though he didn't give it over until yamtif began, you can consider it like the feet of the shepherd. And our Mishnah didn't do that. Our Mishnah said if you don't hand it over until yamtif began, then it's restricted like the owner. And again, Rav Dosa is saying that if you hand it over on Yom Tif, it's karagle haroe, like the shepherd, which is, again, certainly what we want. The shepherd wants to be able to take your animal according to his limitations, doesn't want to have to trace your limitations. He's got a whole bunch of animals that he's shepherding, and he wants to be able to shepherd them together. So this is great, but how does Rav Dosa rule different than our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Afilu teme Rav Dosa, don't worry about this, it's not a contradiction, lokasha. Kan beroa echad, kan bishnei roim. The Gemara introduces a principle that if there's only one shepherd in the area, and it's understood that you're going to give over the animal to this shepherd, then even though you didn't give it over until Yom Tov began, it's fine, it's like the shepherd, because it's lined up and ready to go. And these are the two cases that Rav Dosa introduces, that if an item is sold, so that you know who the real essential owner, who's it lined up for? Or, there's only one shepherd. then it's lined up for him to take. Shabbos morning, Yom Tov morning, we know he's going to pick up the animal and go to the fields to graze, then that's fine. It's only when there's a choice. For example, we're not sure if you're going to give it to your son or you're going to give it to the shepherd. So we're not sure who's getting it. So if we don't know who's getting it, Reb Dosa said, Reb Dosa would agree with the Mishnah, which said that it's restricted like the owner's travel options. So that's leniency number one. If it's lined up, ready to go to a specific person, then you can give it the tchum, the boundary of that specific person who's going to be walking away with the animal. Good. There's one more leniency. And this leniency is enormously important in the way they used to split up an animal 100 years ago, for example. They weren't quite sure who was going to get the different pieces of the animal, because that wasn't actually finalized until after they did the Shechita on Yom Tov, and people started haggling how much they wanted and what they wanted. Rav Hoshea introduces a principle called Yesh Bereira. You can rely on later clarification. If you want to see the words, it's into the wide, the sixth line, in the middle of the line. Mm-hmm. Rav Hoshea Omar Yesh Bereira. Rav Hoshea says that there's a principle called Bereira. Take a look at the next page, and you'll see on the fourth line how we develop this. Ki lesle Rav Hoshea Bereira bida oraisa. Rav Hoshea doesn't hold of Bereira clarification, later clarification, can be brought to bear on the issue bida oraisa if it's a biblical thing. Avo bidrabonon isle, but if it is rabbinic, like Tchumen, the 2000 Amos of Tchumen, so then he holds later information can be brought to bear. And therefore, once we know who ends up getting that piece of the animal, we will say it was already destined for that person before Yom Tov began, and therefore that part of the animal acquires the tchum of that person. Good. Dorash marzuta halacha k'Rav Hoshea. We paskin like Rav Hoshea. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, look how far we can take this. Shor shel patom, an animal that's fattened, that's a really good one. So it gets a reputation, and people from the neighboring towns want to get a piece of it. The more wealthy people, presumably, they're talking about how they're going to get a piece of that fattened animal. Hareu karagli kol odom, whoever gets it, it acquires, when Yom Tov began, the travel pattern of that person. Because this is destined to be public. This is how the Mishnah Berurah presents the distinction. But shoshal roe, but the animal of a local shepherd, harei karagli oso ha'ir. The furthest you could take it is the residents of that city. But you can't acquire, you can't give it the travel pattern of a different city, because that's not normal. People don't normally travel to a different city for a regular shepherd's animal, because he's got regular shepherds in his town too. But a shor shel patom, a fattened animal, so then we can argue that he wants that, and therefore the concept of Bereira will allow us even to extend the travel pattern to the point of a person that at the time Yom Tov began was not even anticipated. Mm-hmm. By identifying such a person. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeshkech.